在这个哦，上面的这个我们一起念。
The Book of Ephesus.
Yeah.
Let's read together.
他所赐的有使徒看得见吗？看不见。有先知，我念给大家听。有传福音的，有牧师和教师。哇，这个看得见三个了吧？目的是什么？为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It was he who gave some up to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Thank you. 这个我要成全圣徒是装备圣徒。
Actually, here prepare really means to equip the saints.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天我们众圣徒和孩子站在你面前，聆听你自己的话。
Today, all the saints and your child stand before you.
主啊，开启我们的耳朵。
Lord, open our ears.
我们能够听得明白。
So that we can hear.
开启我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们看得能够清楚。
So that we can see.
开启我们的心，叫我们能够明白你的话。
Open our hearts so that we can understand.
怜悯你儿子在这里所说的话。
Having mercy on who's speaking here.
接近他的口
and purify his tongue.
接近他的心
and purify his heart.
主啊，让他说的话是从于你自己的圣经。
So the words are from your Bible.
让圣徒一起蒙得造就。
And so all the saints can be equipped.
我们把荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.那我们看看节目单上面的内容的话。
You can look at the outlines on the schedule.
第一点我是讲到属灵恩赐的重要性。
First, I want to share to understand the importance of spiritual gifts.
第二个是发现属灵恩赐的原则。
And then discover the principles of spiritual gifts.
第三个就谨慎使用你属灵的恩赐。
And then apply your spiritual gifts with prudence.
这个了解就是明白很重要哦，这个第一次。
It's very important to understand.
怎么发现呢
？And how to discover it?
怎么使用呢
？And how to apply it?
我们一起来看一看。
Let us see together.
我们，你有圣经在打开《哥林多前书》第12章。
You may turn to First Corinthians chapter 12 again.
我讲的道理是连续性的过上一次我讲到圣灵降下来是要得能力来传福音说我们过去几个礼拜就讲到传福音的事情
yeah, and we just shared a lot about sharing gospel the Holy Spirit descend so that we can have power to share the gospel
那圣灵降下来的时候一方面给我们能力传福音另外一方面呢他在我们里面来运作的时候给我们属灵的恩赐来建立教会
On one hand it gives us power to share the gospel On the other hand that within us it bestows the spiritual gifts so that we can serve
那我们看呢、啊、保罗是说也许说你觉得哎，属灵的恩赐这个词句后好像、听是听过不知道讲什么很奥秘
Maybe it's a mysterious term to you
但是也不是那么奥秘而是很简单的
really, it's simple, it's not so mysterious
如果你读了圣经
If you read the scripture
你就会明白
You will understand
那圣经保罗用这个三处的教会里面的教导合在一起我们等一下会看出来
Actually, we'll look at the teachings of the Bible in three places
来如何来使用它
And we'll combine them together and look how to apply it.
哥林多教会我们刚刚念过12章。
We just read that First Corinthians chapter 12.
它也连着13章。
And also chapter 13.
14章。
Chapter 14.
到 罗马教会的时候，他跟他讲属灵的恩赐的时候，也是在十二章。
And I, to the book of Romans, actually it's also chapter 12.
使徒到了以弗所教会说的老年的时候，他跟他们讲建立教会的时候，也是是在第四章。
To the churches of Ephesus, it's also it's chapter 4.
所以我们看了哥林多教会第一个就跟你讲属灵的恩赐的进入的基本重要的点有底下几点。
So we'll share some basic important points for the spiritual gifts.
第一个他说我不让你们不知道不明白英文是讲 innocent.
And about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant.
因为你们从前是拜偶像的。
Because you worshipped idol before.
现在你们受到圣灵的引导信主了进到教会来了。
But now you were led by the Holy Spirit and entered the Lord's church.
所以第三节说我告诉你们神你这不是神的灵感动你们你不会说耶稣是被咒诅的。
So in verse 3 says, Therefore I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed.
法利赛人不懂耶稣基督神就把他钉了死了。
And the Pharisees, they cannot understand the Son of God and they crucified him.
他说这不是受圣灵的感动你也不会接受耶稣说主啊你是我的主。
And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵工作把你带进教会带进他的国度里头。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit that led us into his kingdom.
而这个圣灵工作带进来的时候教会的建造里面是三而一的神在做工。
And actually it's the work of the triune God.
他这边第四节第五节这第六节就讲出来说我们在配在侍奉里面神怎么样用圣灵神怎么样用主基督神怎么样用他自己来运作这个工作。
Actually from verse 4, 5 and 6 we can see the work of the Spirit and the Lord and our Father.
怎么又回去了OK, 是这样子。那这样子我解释的时候就是要讲到说既然是这样子做工的时候我们要相信圣灵实在实实在在的不只在哥林多教会这么讲也在以弗所教会也在罗马教会提醒那里的教徒。
And truly we'll look at both the Church of Corinthians, the Church of Rome, and the Church of Ephesus, how the Spirit works.
我这里写说这个是圣灵随着第二点随着自己分给个人的。
Just as the Holy Spirit determines, he give it to everyone.
什么时候给呢就是以弗所里面他升到高天掳掠仇敌的时候就把圣灵赐给教会。
And just as the Lord ascended to heaven and take the, our enemy and bestow all the gifts to us.
那我们看到第八节以后我们看看你要帮助我年轻的人如果你看不懂中文请你看英文念的时候我们都可以一起知道了第二节
Now we come to verse 8
他说这个人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语那个人蒙圣灵赐给他知识的言语
To one there's given through the Spirit the message of wisdom to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit
我们看看底下有没有啊这里有了这个很重要啊但你现在就发现你属灵的恩赐是什么他这里又跟你讲很多后来我把它算起来一共有20到21种这个人是圣灵给他智慧的言语那个人蒙圣灵这个东西智慧因为保罗得到这启示的时候觉得属灵的智慧如果是智慧启示是直接从神那里来下来这非常重要的
Paul has a revelation that about this message of wisdom and message of knowledge and it is these gifts are from above
OK 圣灵的知识原理是什么呢你就是认识彼得说认识基督他的救赎跟他的为人这一方面
And what's the gift of this message of knowledge that'sThe knowledge of Christ and His salvation.
有一个人蒙圣灵赐给他信心。
And to another, faith.
还有一个人蒙圣灵赐给他医病的恩赐。
And to another one, healing.
又有一个人叫他能行异能。
And for another one, miraculous powers.
异能的话就很重要，在当时初期教会来，他有这个 power 很大的 miracle 是要证明这些使徒、先知、教师所做的一个职分里面，他有这种能力。
The miraculous powers were very important in early churches because it testified their message.
有人叫他做先知，先知这个时候是做讲道的。
And another one prophesied.
有个人能分辨诸灵
，and there's another one can distinguish all the.
因为在当时里面，很多外教进来的，你把外面的东西带进来了，有很多是拜偶像的，他们不知道这灵邪灵，或者是他们的这个道理上面，他们不分辨什么叫做真理的灵跟邪灵。
And because during the days of early churches, there's lots of heresies and idol worshiping.People coming into church, they cannot distinguish between the spirit of truth and spirit of evil.
又叫人说方言。
And for someone, it's a tongue.
最初的时候讲方言呢，是要叫我们传福音的时候，你能够用你家乡的话去传，叫人家听信你。
In the beginning, the purpose for the tongue is that you can share the gospel in each people's dialect that they can understand.
又有一个人是翻译的。
And there's one that can interpret tongues.
所以如果教会里面讲方言的时候必须要有人翻译。
So if there is one speak with tongues, there should be one interpret that tongue.
如果我讲福州话的话，我要找一个福州人帮我站在旁边用普通话把它翻译出来。
If I speak the dialect of Fuzhou, I need someone that can interpret it.
大家才能晓得。好，这个知道以后，他底下是说，这一切是这位圣灵所运行，随即亦分给个人的。
And verse 11, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines.
圣灵只有一个，但是呢，你受于圣灵的时候，他把不同恩赐给我们。
There's only one Spirit. The same Spirit gave us different kinds of gifts.
三而一的神里面的话，就是主的来这个在我们教会中呢，他是我们的身体的元首。
And our triune in God, Christ is the head of His body.
你到教会来服侍的时候，你是服侍谁啊？是服侍主。
Who do you serve when you come to the church? You come to serve the Lord.
三位一体的天父的话，他又用他的功能 working 来用我们这些的人一起有能力来服侍他。
And we have this power from our heavenly Father to serve Him.
那保罗就是说，我们既然是身体的话，他底下有举例。我简单的说，我们是每一个人在做肢体中间，因为他不同的。成员嘛，有从大陆来的，有从香港、新加坡、马来西亚来的不同的，我是这样偏，因为当时犹太人、希腊人、为奴的、自主的，还有这些各样不同的人在里面服。
And actually, Paul gave an example just as today that we are many parts for the same body. That's like we're from some of us from mainland China or Taiwan or Malaysia. During those days, they're masters and slaves.
我们有个共同目标。
But we have the same goal.
我在这里领受的时候，从圣灵受浸进入身体里面的时候，我们是一家人。
But I have this, I receiving this teaching that when we baptize in the same spirit, we enter the same body.
所以我们在这里看的时候，圣灵给我们的时候，你不能说哦，这个人是什么样？你不要，保罗说你不要分门别类在教会里面。
You don't classify all the saints.
你不要彼此配搭，不能说我是嘴巴。跟你耳朵没有关系。
Don't say that I'm the mouth, that I have nothing to do with your the eye.
我是手
I'm the hand.
跟你脚没有关系。
Has nothing to do with the feet.
很有关系，因为也
very related.
保罗就讲说，你们在里面的话，如果有一些肢体比较做荣耀出口的，你神要给他一个勉励，一个荣耀的。这个做
And possibly there may be some of you who are seemingly more glorious that are having the opportunity to speak for him.
如果是软弱的肢体，神说，他说，你们呐、啊，如果看为软弱的，是我们讲的，不是主讲的。
There are some maybe seemingly weaker vessels.
你们要把双倍的荣耀把它加在那个身上。
And give the double the glory to him.
所以我们在里面服侍的时候，有很多软弱的这些人也得到一起得到荣耀。
So everyone within us who serve will have the glory.
有的人我们这里有残疾的，或者是有一些比较有缺陷的， 他说你要去扶持这些人。
And there are some weaker ones among us that we need to help them.
但是这些的人，如果神要赐给他属灵的智慧跟启示的时候，他们有做好很大的作用啊。
But they are very useful by the revelation of God.
如果你不注意他，他受亏损的时候，牙齿一痛，整身体都痛。
If you don't pay attention to it, actually, just as little as there's a toothache, then the whole body will suffer.
如果他把这个人的话缺陷补满的时候，我们得到荣耀，整个我们教会里面就得到很喜乐。
It will fulfill the shortcomings of this part, and the entire body will be satisfied.
我们记得有一个人叫做芬尼啊。Crosby, Finney Jane Crosby.
There's a man named Finney Crosby.
生下来就瞎子。
She was born blind.
他做了很多的诗歌，有一千多首，跟其他的作者合起来的。
She wrote many hymns, up to even more than 1,000.
我们诗歌里面有23首是他把他点出来。
In our hymn book, actually 23 hymns were out from her.
这里面的话有很多我喜欢的，靠近主啊。
And so many of them are the ones that I like.
虽然看不见眼睛，但是他能够看到神呢。
Like the hymn, get close to the Lord. Even she cannot see with her eyes.
写出来的诗歌没有一个
depression. She is so close to the Lord. There's no sense of depression.
荣耀的盼望显在他面前。
She had this glorious hope.
还有一个叫做那个蔡淑娟呢。
And another sister named 蔡淑娟，
她的眼睛不能看光。
And her eyes could not see the light.
你觉得她没有作为吗？
Do you think that she's useless?
住在使者协会的农庄里面。
She lived in a farm by the organization of ambassadors.
Sorry, 属灵的光景是非常稳定的。
But she have a very stable spiritual situation.
多少人去探望她的时候，从她那里得到帮助。
So many people.Got help from her when they visited her.
我们在看到底面的话，我们下去一个就是说，我们在教会里面有秩序的。这里面的话，我们就看到他说，在教会里面，我第三点是人与教会同德造就里面。
Actually, our next point is that there's order in God's church.
他有 prioritize,
and everything should be prioritized.
必须有秩序。
There has to be order.
神在教会里面所设的第一是使徒
，and first apostle.
第二是先知
，second prophets.
因为这两个在当时初期的教会里面，他是教会真理的知识的所在。
And in the early churches, these are the foundation of the truth for the church.
旧约的圣经跟新约的门徒的话。
And as what's recorded in the Old Testament and the words of the apostles, they are built on the rock of our Lord Jesus Christ. And third, teachers.
你们要记得我这样念的时候，你帮我记得，你等一下是落在哪一个 category 里面啊？
And please remember these, and so you can look yourself and which part you fit.
他底下说其次
and next.Then,
是行异能的
workers of miracles.
这个变作一个不是挺重要，但是一个证明他们是神的仆人。
This seems not the most important one, but they testify. And next,
这是医病的
the gifts of healing.
他必须有，没有现在我们科学这么发达，医病去看医院。
And it is critical at those times because they don't have as much medical care as we have today.
当时的人就有这个恩赐，那个医病。
In those days, there are someone had this gift of healing.
以后是帮助人的。
And the gift of help others, of administration.
说方言的。
And the different kinds of tongues.
这些都是神在运作的时候，在里面通通的，我们把教会建立起来。
As our God administrated all these, and He gave all these gifts to us.
我们如果看的话。看到一个属灵恩赐里面重得造就里面到了这个罗马教会的时候，他比较有稍微的解释一下，说你应该怎么做。
And in the book of Rome, there's a little more explanation 我看 how to apply these,
因为有的人还在那里眼睛闭着在思考，还是我们一起来念罗马教会，他不是他建立的，他说我要经过那里，把属灵的话语赐给你们。那里面写了说，一起来念，我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络做肢体也是如此，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，他就跟你说要照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就叫专一的做执事，或做教导的就做单一的教导，或做劝化的就当专一的劝化，施舍的你就要诚实，治理的就要安殷勤，还有呢，你怜悯人家，你很会帮助人，你叫什么？甘心。很简单，他跟他讲过了以后，我们到了罗马教会里面，他没有经过，他说你就是到上面啊，因为哥林多教会里面恩赐很多，很多人，但是也是说
simple, sorry
so, 我讲习惯了。
So Paul wrote to the saints in the Rome, even though he hasn't been there, and here listed from verse 5 to 8 all these gifts.
到最后建立教会的时候，我先讲说这基本呢，如果讲完了，我们在这里的服事就一个很深的一个观念扎在我们里面。
So we have such a teaching.
因为他在这里最高老年，保罗老年三年在那边牧羊的时候，接出来一个的话语来跟大家说了，这记在以弗所书。
When he wrote the book of Ephesus, chapter 4, which is close to the end of his life.
八章十四节这边讲的。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
比方说我们初期教会建立的时候，我们这是小小的教会，他是简单跟我们讲。等到我们有两三百四五百个人的时候，他更多的要注重这些话了。
And when a church was first established, it's tiny, but now there's more and more people.
他这边讲他这是一样的，他升上高天的掳掠的仇敌，将各样的恩赐三个人。底下他所赐的有使徒，我刚刚念过，先知、传福音的牧师和教授。为什么这些人在那边？神赐这些人来做什么？我们有旁边，我们教会里面没有这些人，那你可以引进别的教会里面，他们有先知，他们有使徒的这些人，可以到我们教会来传。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
现在我们没有使徒了，因为十二使徒过去没有了。
We need these functions, and today seems there's no apostles in the church.
但是我一个好朋友的传道人跟我说，我就是使徒啊，我吓了一跳。
But one time I was surprised when one of my friends said he's an apostle.
使徒 apostle 的意思就是被召出来以后去传神的话了。
In the original text, the meaning of apostle is someone to be called and sent.
先知就是传道。
And prophet, prophet
讲道
还是
讲道。
Who's giving the message?
所以在当时的时候，他们有这个彼得、约翰，还有保罗，他自己在那里做这一些的事。
So at those days, Peter, John, James, and Paul, they are prophets.
最后他就说要做什么呢？传福音的时候，这是有很多的阿波罗啊
，evangelist like Apollos，
还有这个保罗的属灵的这个儿子提摩太
，and his spiritual son Timothy。
我们一直来念好不好？这些做什么？要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
等了那么久啊，就是要我们长大。
And so it's just waiting for us to grow.
如果你在我们教会里面有这种教导，你受过训练，我们从这一边初级班的班以后到这一班 这个圣灵基本既要对你，再到你懂了以后，你就到另外一半去做，你在实行在生活上面，你长进了。
If you have been taught here in this church, and if you go through this, the Sunday schools, and you believe, and you go through the foundational truths, and then you learn how to share the gospel.
所以我们如果长进的时候，你不再做小孩，中了人的诡计。
So it won't be like your children that will be no longer be infants.
我们教会里面也许说，哎呦，我得不到供应呢。
And sometimes we haven't got enough teaching.
你跑到别的地方去，哦，那边有很多我喜欢的这些我追求的。
And sometimes we seek after places that there are teachings that I like.
不要中了人的诡计，欺骗的法术。
And do not fall into the schemes.
我下面我就讲到说，那既然你知道有这样最基本的一些东西的时候，你怎么能得到呢？
And how do you get it? Even though there are these gifts.
我就写了三点，很简单，将自己第一点，将自己献给神嘛。
And first, offer yourself to God.
你罗马书里面十二章就说，你如果是信主的人，得救了。你愿意把自己当作圣洁给神用吗？
And in Romans chapter 12, that offer your body as living sacrifice to God.
第一个要一定要圣洁。
And it's holy.
因为只有在主里面的人，圣灵降来的时候是给你的。
And only when you're in the Lord that the Holy Spirit will descend.
外面还没有信主的人得不到。
Those who don't believe, they wouldn't have it.
举个例子，就说。天父给我们这美好的这个礼物给我们。
And for example, that our heavenly Father gives us such a wonderful gift.
他把他自己的儿子给我们。
He gave his son to us.
把圣灵给我们。
And he gave the Spirit to us.
把万物都给我们。
And give us everything.
就像我们过圣诞节的时候，我们爸爸妈妈要给孩子们做送礼物。
Just like in Christmas that the parents give gifts to children.
他有三个儿子，他三个孩子的话，他知道哪个男生女生什么东西，父母是最清楚的。
And they have boys and girls, and parents know everyone the best.
所以我们祷告神的时候，我们把自己献上的时候，你就求神，这位父亲他一定会把圣灵赐给我们。
And so when we pray to God and dedicate it ourselves, we have the confidence.
放在 Christmas 一定要的 gift.
Father will give us the Spirit.
你必须要接受拿过来。
You have to have the faith to receive the gift.
这叫做 receive 的时候怎么解开呢？你就是打开嘛。
It is to take and open.
知道里面是什么东西，必须打开就知道了。
When you open, you know what's inside.
我这么多的恩赐在这里显明出来的时候，你说我不懂，你看圣经你会懂。
You may say that I don't understand so many gifts listed here.
底下你
就。Open your heart, you understand.
第二个，你就照圣经上所有的教导去做就对了。
Do according to the teachings of the Bible.
那我就把它归纳一下，十九种、二十一种啊。
So I will summarize here. It's about the 19-20 gifts.
我把它讲到这样子的话，我们如果教会里面有各方的组合的话，哪一方面你的性格啊？或者你所追求的，你有恩赐的，你可以参与。
And you can see that which part fits you more, and you can involve in this kind of the service.
我讲到这个的时候，我要讲一个定理出来了，什么叫属灵的恩赐了
？And I want to define here what is spiritual gift.
属灵恩赐，我们刚刚看过，是你信主的时候，上帝把这个恩赐、特殊的恩赐赐给你。借着圣灵的内住到我们里面来，这个呢是帮助你有个爱心来扶持别人，还有建造神的教会。
And that's what God gives you when we believe that the Holy Spirit descends in us and gives us the power to build His church.
才干是每个人不信的人有，我们信人都有。
No matter you believe or not, we have talents.
就像有的人是非常好的医生、建筑师。还有这些可以做这个讲师的。
Just like among us, there may be maybe very good physicians and doctors.
他没有信主以前
，engineers，
他与圣灵的工作没有关系，他只有跟他的方法、知识跟他的技术有关系。
And before we believed, we don't have relationship to the Christ. 那圣 only have the relation to the method power.
圣灵的恩赐呢是与圣灵有关系的。
The spirit.
这是最大的区别。
The gift of the spirit linked directly to the spirit.
所以你进来的时候，我们圣灵的工作会在里面，是内住的圣灵有圣灵所结的果子，这个跟那个圣灵恩赐有点不同。
So the indwelling spirit will have its fruit. Actually, it's a little different from the spiritual gifts.
圣灵的这个恩赐就是你会外在表明出来。
This gift will be manifested from.
所以我们如果不知道的话，就说这么多大学生要去高中生要去大学的时候，你说我不知道我的 major 是什么啊？
Just like we have some high schoolers, they will start college and they say, I don't know what major should.
他有个 list 给你看一看，你看看你最里面有没有。
And there will be a list given.And see, if you fit one of them.
你看他这里的话，我就把 category 的话，有使徒、先知、传福音、教师跟牧师。他这一方面就是有牧养跟教导的恩赐在里面。
And his shepherding and teaching involves his apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor and teacher.
这个信心、治理、领导、鼓励、智慧、知识，这个就是在行政与治理上。
Second category is administration, involves faith and administration, leadership, encouragement, wisdom and knowledge.
劝化、施舍、怜悯、帮助、款待。
And encouragement, charity, mercy, help and hospitality.
是与善功与关怀有关系。
And these are the good works.
我们教会里面有关怀小组。
And fellowship.
And
actually we have a fellowship group in our church.
特殊功能。
And a special function.
请神迹医治的分别灵的说方言这些的话，它又是一个特殊的功效。
Reckless power healing and distinguish between spirit, tongues and interpretation of tongues.
保罗在这一方面解释的比较少，后面就解释讲先知讲道跟讲方言的，他要深入解释。
And Paul didn't explain too much in detail about these these gifts.
那这个的话我就说，哎，我报名的时候我教会里面开了很多的班，我就看我的恩赐。有时候的话你到外面去，他可以对你分析说，哦，你的个性是内向的外向的，还有呢你在这个公司里面你是哪一方面比较重的呢，这个外面有分析的，他可以跟你讲说这个分析的叫做 DISC。
And there was some analysis that help you that DISC.
你们几个人受过训练呢？
Have any of you
受 DIS teacher?
Been trained through this method?
我记得有一个人已经讲，他说有。
And maybe one I heard from
所以外面社会的这些东西啊，他会用来启发你的功能跟你的天才，来在你公司里面做更有效的员工。
So in this world, there are.Such methods that help you to discover that your potential or your gift.
D 的话是 dominant type.
The first is
驾驭型的
The dominant type.
那个做领袖的这型也有很。第二个是说 I 的话是 in 这就叫做 influence type, 很容易去
The second is influence type.
影响人的。第三个是 steady type.
The third is the steady type.
分析型的
it's the type to analysis.
第四的话是 compliance, 这个叫做分析型的。
And the fourth is a compliance type.
我讲这个就是说世界的方法有时候就引进到我们教会里面。我们做过一次 ,Bill Franklin 在这里做过一次，不是这么几次啊。那叫你说你看看你的偏向是外向啊 ,introvert or,Outrovert, introvert. 一外向对象，以后你看看你自己在哪方落去。
And we remember that Bill Franklin, he had a workshop here, also help us to classify ourselves.
这个只是帮你在启发上面，你这一方面的性格比较合符，你服侍的这一方面的事项。
It is kind of analyze your character and see which category fits you more.
那我们就想照经上所说的，你这个东西我们要从圣经里面做的比较合适的话，能够找出来。
So we really need to discover according to the teaching of the.
第三个帮助你的就是你祷告，跟侍奉， 方面的话，你尝试的，你说我愿意参与这一方面服事。
And the third is through prayer, and you say, Lord, I want to try to serve in this area.
提摩太，保罗就告诉他，我们从前按手在你上身上的这些恩赐，你要发掘出来啊。
And Paul encouraged Timothy that just ignite the spiritual gift that we give you by laying.
你不知道你的恩赐在哪里的时候，你在教会里面服侍的时候，最容易显出你的恩赐来。
And it is through the service in the church that your gift can be manifested.
所以在这个时候，你就看那些比较年长的这些人，他看到我们服侍中间的表现，他还说：“哎，这个某弟兄、某个姊妹，他对这一方面他也很有恩赐，可以试试放在这个队伍里面可以服侍。”
And there are times that some elder brothers and sisters they have the experience that when they saw some how some brothers and sisters serve, they say.They are gifted, and they can serve more in this area.
那个属灵的恩赐开始讲的不是有点不对劲吗
？And is there any confusion here?
没有的，因为你在服侍的时候，在主里面的服侍的时候，你那个显明出来，旁边的人可以看出来。
And through your service, your gift can be manifested, and others can see.
看着你弟兄姐妹的沟通怎么样？
And through your communication with brothers and sisters,
你与他们的相处的态度怎么样
？And how you deal with them?
如何能够尽你的本分
？And how you fulfill your duty?
我们做这次做这就是聘礼的时候，我们就各组的分工合作中间，你慢慢的去学习你恩赐是显明出来。
And for example, this picnic, then through all kinds of services, we can discover our gifts.
我的个性的话，开头的服侍是在总务方面。
First I started with a service in the an administration.
做出工方面，搬椅子啊，扫地什么东西。
Sweeping the floor and cleaning.
慢慢的追求的时候，我说我在教会里面，我祷告也服侍。
And then I serve in prayer.
神也给我慢慢学习，在祷告会慢慢的，我们彼此配搭的时候，慢慢增加我的恩赐在他们。
And gradually that through all this service in the prayer meetings that God gave me more gifts.
我说我愿意在话语方面有服事。
And I said I'm willing to serve more in the message.
神有没有照这个给我，我就不知道。
I'm not sure that if God gave me this gift.
但是一个同工告诉我，你要努力去学。你没有这个恩赐的话，你努力加倍，神会照着他恩典给你一点点。
And one coworker encouraged me that you need to study hard and you need to try hard that you can know maybe the Lord will give you more.
讲道学三个学分修过了。
Went through some courses and get some credit on the how to give sermon.
参加五次大的训练会，教你怎么讲道。
And through five times trainings about how to share the message.
感谢神给我恩典，你们这样原谅我，在上面没有东西可说的，有时候做不出来。你没有这个东西，但是你可能有一点点知识。
Thank the Lord, even though I'm so limited, and God led me through all these trainings.
所以在显明显示之后，我觉得以后慢慢的你长大成大的时候，你的恩赐会随着你的服事一个一个加上去，恩上加恩，利上加利。
And I feel like your gift will grow with your service.
最后在使用你恩赐，如果有的时候使用你恩赐很重要的。
And another thing very important.
不要叫圣灵担忧，如果你有恩赐的时候很重要的，很重要很重要。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
在你服侍的时候，保罗在哥林多教会里面跟他们讲过一些事情，在先知讲道跟这个方言上有很多叫十四章里面呢、啊，保罗说十四章里面绝对的把它讲出来。
And in the Church of Corinthians, there's a lot of conflict executing this gift of a prophesy and the gift of tongue.
我等一下会讲。
I will share later.
你的恩赐有时候有三重形态在服事中间出现。
And there may be three type of forms of your gift.
第一个，你不知道。
And one situation you don't know about it.
你没有人跟你说圣经的这些真理的时候，你说我不知道。
If nobody told you that you don't know.
但是人跟你讲的时候你不做。
But when someone told you that you have no reaction.
最重要的我举一个例在服事上面就是主说这个有恩赐的这个才干给这个仆人三个仆人的那个才干五千两千一千。
And remember our Lord said, had a parable that he gave, the master gave his servant the silver five talents, two and one.
那给他五千的时候会做生意的人就是拿五千他立刻去做了买卖赚了五千
one take five talents that he go to business immediately
两千呢他说也照样也去做了顺利
one received two talents he did accordingly
第三个一千呢他说 我很怕我的主人
And the servant who received only one talent, he said, I'm afraid of my master.
没有种的他要收。
And he will reap where he haven't sowed.
没有撒的他要去把它收。
And where he didn't seek, he will sow.
我怕我的主人说我就把钱埋在地里。
I'm afraid of this master, so I buried my silver
underground. 这是一个无知不是一个聪明的仆人。
This is a foolish servant.
当主回来的时候你交账的时候五千的赚了五千主说你是一个忠心良善的仆人
And when the master came back he said to the one who received five talents said that you are a good faithful servant
两千也是一样
And the master said same to the servant who received
一千的话主又跟他讲话了
And now comes to the one who received only one talent
又懒又恶
You're lazy and evil servant.
好像他不知道，但是还要跟主顶嘴的。
And even he do not know, but he still he repel to the Lord.
主都把他一千块拿过来。
And take the one talent away from him.
你不在小事上忠心，你大事上你也不能做。
If you're not faithful on small matters, you cannot be faithful on big matters.
给谁？
And to whom will this one talent will be given?
给五千的那个一万块的人
，given to the one who had five talents. Now he had a
那我的感觉
ten, eleven talents.
追求里面的思想就是说，你如果用你的恩赐越多，神越加添给你。
So my take on this parable is if you pursue more and you will get more.
第二个的话就是你。你追求的时候，你专门追求你喜欢的那个恩赐。
And to specifically pursue the one that you like the most.
那你就好像说，我就喜欢做我自己喜欢的那个。
Yeah, sometimes you say, I only want to do the things that I like to do.
当你奉献的时候，你是说我所有的都奉献给神了。
But when you dedicate yourself, you say, I offer myself and my entire.
李秀全在总干事在 Boston 做牧师的时候有这样的感叹
Yeah, one time that Pastor Lee in Chicago he had this feeling
北美的教会里面他那边有三四百的人他说里面是卧虎藏龙
He said that there are so many talented people in the North American churches
PhD 的夫妻或者多少对啊或者一个一个的很多
There are so many families like aHusband and wife are all PhDs.
这个 graduate 里面的人你是多得不得了。
And so many graduate students.
很多时候我奉献的时候我愿意全部奉献。他们奉献钱也可以时间也可以但是他们不肯奉献他们的意志。
And so many of them, they are willing to offer themselves their money and their time, but they cannot offer their own will.
这个偏呐。
It's apart from the Lord's will.
我们在教会里面这样子的服侍的时候，你很硬在那里，人家没有办法同工啊。
If you are so hard, it's hard for others to co-work with you.
那另外老弟兄就讲了，如果有这样子的人不肯破碎自己的人
，if one can are not willing to break himself,
在服侍中间成为别人的拦阻。
And it will be an obstacle to the service.
我讲到这些的时候，我就觉得说，我们看到一个是不肯付出来，一个奉了一半的，另外一个就是，好像说我们用的时候，看到别人的恩赐很大或者怎么样，他就开始偷窃。
And there are three kinds. I mentioned one that is someone who is not willing to offer themselves, and someone who offer themselves partially. And there's a third kind that they start to steal when they feel like others have a bigger talent. Especially in some churches that have this atmosphere of pursuing spiritual gifts.
我不是说批评, 就说这个人这样子的说, 他们有这么大的喜乐, 得到那个降下的圣灵的时候, 每个人就讲方言, 每个人会, 有时候会表现出各种的形态。
And when there are so many joy and manifestation of the gift, and so many tongues and interpretation of tongues.
而且他们教导说, 你有了这个, 你就是得救的证据。
And actually, the teaching in those kind of churches, they say that the tongues is a proof that you have this salvation.
走到极端了啦。
That's too extreme.
我们就觉得说, 保罗在这边的话, 有教导着讲说, 这些的人, 如果你专门讲方言在教会里面, 别人不懂的, 进来的时候, 好像我们做疯子。
And that in Paul's teaching that said if everyone speaks tongues without interpretation, that when others come into this church,
保罗说我讲,
they think you're all mad.
保罗讲我讲方言比你们所有的人还要多。
And Paul said that I can speak more tongues than any one of you.
我宁愿讲五句, 造就人的话, 先知的话。
But I'd rather say prophesy with understanding for five prophesy.
如果我讲的时候, 这些不信人进来了,
so those unbelievers came into this church when I speak.
他们听到福音的信息, they
heard this gospel message and they believed.
把主,
and they will give glory to the Lord.
所以保罗有一句话很重要说, 你们在服事中间, 你看不到, 你能不能看到主在你们中间?
And it's very important that Paul always said that if you can see that Lord is among you.
你服事的时候是不是神得到荣耀?
It is your service truly glorify God.
所以他在14章里面的话, 跟这个13章中间的, 12章中间的加了一个最大的恩赐显明出来。
So in the 1st Corinthians, between chapter 12 and 14, there's the most important chapter, chapter 13.
你要追求那更大的恩赐。
That you pursue the more spirit, more gift.
那底下的最大恩赐就是爱。
But the greatest among all is love.
他说，你如果你有讲万人的这个方言的话，如果没有爱，就是想的锣，鼓响的吧，空空的。If
I speak in tongues of men of angels, but have no love, I'm only a resounding gong and a clanging grumble.
所以十三章里面讲到爱的那个很多的时候，特别是讲到结婚的时候，哦，就把爱的恩赐讲出来，其实是讲到你在服事中间的话。 连着下去，追求那更奇妙、更大的就是爱。
Yeah, and many times we only use chapter 13 in the wedding, but actually it relates to our service in our pursuit of the gifts.
最后他就在十三章七节说，第一节说，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息的。
And in chapter 13, verse 7 said, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves.
爱是个连结的弟兄姐妹们中间的沟通。
And love united us all.
爱能够遮盖我们许多中间的罪。
Love can cover so many sins.
能够赦免彼此中间不对的。
It can forgive our offendings between each other.
这是保罗在这边所讲的，我们追求更大的爱在这一方面。So
we need to pursue better gifts, but we need to seek the love.
最后我讲到长大成人，胜过仇敌。And
then, I will talk about that grown and overcome our enemies.
保罗在以弗所教会说，你不要做小孩，随着习俗，跟着潮流而去。
In the Ephesus, he said, don't be infants that follow the wind of this world.
长大成人的性格是什么呢? 表现出来呢?
And what's the character of a grown-up? And that you can take the service. And do it faithfully. And that you can fight a good fight.
我自己的操练学习中间，我是觉得说，第一个我们追求的是在神的话语被他充满。
My personal understanding is to first to be filled with God's word.
在真理的知识上面，我能够站得住。
So that I can stand firmly in this service of truth.
别人跟你讲的时候，我能够分辨的，你知道你是讲人的话还是讲圣经的话。
So I can distinguish when others talks with me, whether it's from man or from God.
第二点，我是学习说，就是这个追求被话语中间的爱的充满。
And the secondly, what I learned is to be filled by the love in the words.
所以说圣灵要厚厚的把爱浇灌我们。
And the Holy Spirit will bestow His love abundantly among you.
爱我们不可爱的弟兄姊妹。
So that we can love
我还在求
the unlovely brothers and sisters.
第三个就是圣灵他充满的时候他自己降在里面，不是求的。
And the third is the Holy Spirit Himself descend on us.
第一次我受圣灵充满的时候，我讲过一次，就在我们老的教会在 Rock Hill 那边的时候，我们七个人在那边祷告的时候，圣灵就是直接的降下来。
And I had this experience like one time we have seven brothers and sisters we pray in an old place that I experienced the descent of the Holy Spirit.
我只讲到感谢主赞美主。
I said thank the Lord, praise the Lord.
卡，我这里不能讲话。
And suddenly I got stuck. I cannot speak anymore.
里面的一个意念就是说，你们要彼此饶恕，彼此认罪。
And this thought entered me that you need to forgive each other.
因为我们里面有不同意见。
Because we have so many different opinions.
当时没有受过操练，你就应该立时，有的人过来摸着我背的时候，就是这个人说的话。
And I don't have experience at that time. Actually, someone come and touch my back.
他出去了。
And
离开教会。
He left.
所以应该想当时就要说，你们都要悔改啊。
So actually, the words was repent each one of you.
第二次的时候，我就觉得说，主啊，我里面有很多说不出来的话语。我要向你倾诉。
And the second time, I feel like there's so many words within me. I want to speak to your Lord.
在美中退休会的时候。
It's in a retreat, Midwest retreat.
我们聚会完的时候，年老的牧师要跟我们说，我们要跟你们每一个人用上来的按手祷告。
And the other pastor would like to bless us and lay hands on us.
到我这里的时候。
And when it comes to my turn.
按手的时候，我整个爆发出来，哈大哭。
And when finally he laid his hand on me, I almost like exploded. It's quite heavily.
那个玩的时候，那个 Laura 的姊妹，香港来的那对非常爱主的弟兄就过来给我抱的。
And sister from Hong Kong, Laura, and they came to hug me.
From Laura.、Yeah.
From Laura.
我很感谢他给我一个安慰。
I thank the Lord that she gave me so much comfort.
旁边那个牧师就讲话了。
Beside there was a pastor said.
你们要有分辨的灵哦。
You need to have a spirit to distinguish.
这么大的哭声到底是他的感情呢，还是圣灵充满呢？
And such a loud voice of cry is really from the spirit or from somewhere else.
可能你里面有苦毒啊。
Maybe you have bitterness in you.
你有里面有不愿意说的话，你现在全部倒出来。
Maybe you have words that you're not willing to share before, but now you speak it out.
我就觉得神给我们的时候，圣灵是正直的灵。
I believe that God gave us an upright spirit.
现在我是感觉说，虽然还有其他的，我不多说，我只讲了一句话。既然我们有在知识真理上领受了。
So as we have received through this truth and wisdom,
有圣灵的印证,
and we have the Holy Spirit to testify.
我可以说我们长大成人，我们不怕仇敌的干扰,
and that we are not, we don't afraid of the interpretation of the enemy.
第一次我去参加我们老牧师的女儿的一个聚会 fellowship 的时候。
One time I went to the fellowship of a daughter of an elder pastor.
他们祷告追求清净的时候，忽然间有个女的就倒在地上滚啊打啊。
And during the gathering, suddenly there's a lady fell down and rolling on the ground.
我不敢批评。
I dare not to criticize.
我想圣灵工作有时候是就这样子。
Maybe sometimes that's a form of the work of the Spirit.
哦，他们就这个另外一个场合，我就到另外一个地方去聚会的。他邀请你，明明邀请你，你可以去嘛，你怕什么呢？
And it's through a formal invitation that I can go.
芝加哥一队来的参加的也是我们组内很熟的朋友都来下来。
And there was a couple from Chicago came here.
我们就握握手了，哦，公你好，你好久不见了。
And we shake hands.
他就跟他说，张弟兄，我们这里有个先知。
He introduced that Brother Zhang, here we have a prophet here.
你看看张弟兄，你跟他说的几句预言吧。
Can you prophesy a few words, Jim?
那给我看一看，你身上有一个女人。
And that brother looked at me and said that there was a woman on you.
我们不敢相信或怎么样，但是我说主啊，我在这里只有一个女人，就是我老婆啊。
I said the only woman I have is my wife.
所以我们有时候的话，我们讲到恩赐的时候，你不清楚的，你会作假。
And sometimes when we are not clear, we may have.
你看到那种打滚或者什么时候啊？你说这个是得救的时候，你求的时候，可能圣经里面雅各说，加拉太书说，你没有，你说我有，你就是做欺骗的工作。
It's a deceiving work if you don't have, but you say you have.
所以我长大成人的时候，有一些感觉说，你请我去。我可以进去，但我不会受你的干扰。
And for grown up, that I have this understanding that I can come in, but I wouldn't be disturbed by you.
我来的时候是追求神的话。
I come to pursue the word of God.
我不是追求这一方面的特别的恩赐。
I'm not pursuing a very specific kind of gift.
聚会的第二天，我们这个华人基督徒聚会的第二天，他们又是这样讲的时候，就怎么样唱诗赞美？当然，我这些都领受了。
And the next day that we gather together, we have this gathering together and praise the Lord.
旁边坐一个从巴西来的那么远来追求的坐在那里
and,
年轻的牧师哦。
And there's a young pastor coming from Brazil.
我有跟他沟通我说你真的牧师啊。
And I had fellowship with him. Are you truly a pastor?
我按手的案例过来。
He said, of course, I have been ordained through a
man. 我有还有各种的恩赐。
And I have all kinds of gifts.
说方言
and tongues
啊，有医病
healings
其他我传福音很有恩赐
and the gift of evangelist
你坐在那里的时候他我们在唱歌唱歌的时候他看我两天都没有感动但是我也哈利路亚赞美声我也会啊忽然间他站在那里的时候把手伸到我心肝的这里摸着这里了
and the second day during the worship he saw me seems haven't been moved for 2 days and suddenly he put his hand on my heart
我感谢他好像相信他说这个人这么干净这么样子的人来领受的时候不受圣灵感动了
I think he saw this man's heart is so hard that he hasn't been moved by the spirit for 2 days
感谢主没有东西可说了
thank the Lord this nothing can be said
我只是说谢谢你的祝福
I said thank you for your blessing
这有时候我们就是说你受的这些的影响会不会影响你的生命的敬拜啊
And sometimes will this kind of influence, influence your own worship?
我们追求到一个你要照你的信心程度来领受神所赐给我的那一份。
We should pursue according to the faith that was given to us.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们在领受这些的不要指责别人
Do not criticize others
我们没有的说也不要去羡慕很多
And do not envy
因为这些是圣灵的工作你有的时候他会自然加给你
Because it's a work of the Spirit and given by Him to us
时间的关系我必须要过去
I need to wrap up because of time
我们在这里看见了最后的结局就是有个这个弟兄就是非常有恩赐的祷告上面我们请他来过我们这边的老教会那边教过我们
The conclusion it's summarized by a very gifted brothers
他现在有个很大教会在我们附近、
He had a very big church
但是我很欣赏他这句话来 做我的祷告。
Here's summarization from him that I'm willing to be your prayer.
这个就说我们无论在服事方面，你必须要信靠跟顺服。
And trust and obey, no matter how you serve.
我们一起念那个字叫什么？
This word is called trust.
一起想啊， trust, trust 的话，他把它分着隔下来 ，trust 这样写。这个第一个你必须要 thank you Lord， 谢谢主耶稣。
First is to say thank you Lord，
因为你把圣灵赐下住在我里面。
For you give us the Spirit and live within us。
第二个 R 代表 reign in my life。
R stands for reign in my life。
就是主啊，求你圣灵做主宰，管理我的生命。
And the Lord, may your spirit come into me and reign in my life.
第三个 use me, you.
Use me.
在我的服事上面，我能够与别人对话中间使用你给我的智慧跟那个智慧跟知识的言语与人沟通。
In my service, so that you can use me, use that message of wisdom and the message of.
打开我的眼睛，能够看见人的需要。
Open my eyes so that I can see the need of others.
开启我的耳朵，能够听见别人的听主的声音。
Open my ears so that I can hear the voice of the Lord.
去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
To help those who are.
我在学习啊。
I'm still learning.
第四个 S 的话就是 strengthen me.
S for strengthen me.
因为主啊，我有时候常常软弱，求你刚强我。
Because many times I'm weak, please strengthen me.
求圣灵来帮助我里面的人能够刚强的，对主至死忠心来服侍他。
May Spirit help the inward man to be strong.
最后 T 的话就是要 teach me.
T for teach me.
求圣灵在每一个生活的场面教导我，管制。我里面的老我，他能够成为我的导师 mentor。
And may the Spirit be my mentor。
愿神祝福他这句话。
May the Lord bless his own words。
我们祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，谢谢你给孩子的时间来传扬你自己的话语。
Heavenly Father, thank you, give me this opportunity to share your words。
谢谢你再一次刚强我的灵。
Thank you for strengthening my heart.
谢谢你，我能够讲合适的话。
Thank you for giving me these words.
帮助我们。
Help us.
能够就在圣灵的管教里。
That in the teaching of the Spirit.
我们的心被圣灵触摸。
And our hearts can be touched by the Spirit.
我们能够知道圣灵住在我的身体里面。
That we know that Holy Spirit dwells among us.
圣灵的果子在里面运作时，我内心里面能够成为基督的个性。
So that we can have the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵的恩赐的彰显能够把基督披在我身上，叫人看见我是你的子女。
So that the gift of the Spirit can be manifested among us, so that people can see it's from you.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank the Lord.
能叫我长大成人
so that I can grow,
能够在真理里面
in truth,
靠着你我们能够胜过仇敌的欺骗跟这些压制
that we can overcome the enemies
我们这样子感谢你
we thank you
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名
pray in Jesus' name